Coming up to 11 minutes to 6, this is Wake Up to Money with Jeremy Naylor and me, Andy Verity. BT call charges are going up by 10%. From October, daytime call charges will increase from 5.9p per minute to 6.4p. On top of that, BP will be adding 50p a month to landline rentals. It says it will be writing to all its users during the month to tell them about the changes. So how does the company justify the price hike? Let's talk to someone independent. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Andy.
It's been a while, isn't it, since BT's made increases like this, although there was a call rate rise in April. Why is it doing this now?
Well, it's basic economics. They're looking at a declining market in almost every respect. Fixed communications revenues are falling. All the growth in the industry is coming from the mobile sector. Number of lines is falling. The revenue per line is falling. So basically BT has no choice but to put its prices up in order to cover its costs.
And in order to maintain its dividend and so on?
Of course, yes. I mean, it has to maintain itself as a profitable business.
It's interesting, though, that it has to do that. Is that a bit of a last resort? Rather than trying to grow the business or get into areas where the markets are less mature and therefore expand its revenues that way?
Well, the problem is that fixed revenues, and BT is almost exclusively a fixed communications company, fixed revenues as a whole have been in decline, steady decline since 2000. So they really have no choice but to actually put their prices up at this stage.
Can consumers say they're getting anything for the extra money they're going to have to pay?
Well, there are some options that you can employ to try and avoid the increases. For instance, if you actually pay your line rental for a year in advance, you can actually avoid some of the increases. And also, you can actually move on to packages, deals that include your calling rates in your monthly rental. That will actually help you to avoid some of the call setup charges and per minute increases.
Forgive my naivety, but what am I actually paying for with my landline rental?
Your landline rental actually pays for the maintenance of the lines. Now, that doesn't actually sound very good, but in fact, the maintenance of the piece of copper between you and the exchange is something that you don't normally have to worry about, but when you do have to worry about it, it actually costs an awful lot of money to fix.
It's a lot to pay, though, isn't it? I mean, if you like, it's an insurance premium for just in case that line goes wrong, £10 a month. I'd pay less for that for life insurance.
That's true, but in actual fact, BT doesn't actually make a huge amount of money out of doing all of that because that's actually what it does cost them to operate the maintenance crews.
OK, so it's not a profit centre for them, the line rental?
Not a profit centre, no.
How does it compare to others? Is there a way of going with someone else, like, for example, a cable company or a satellite operator in order to get that line rental down?
Some of them offer deals that are lower on the line rental, although BT maintains that with this new deal, if you pay in advance for a year, then that makes them the cheapest for line rental in the market.
Can we hope this is just fixed line operators like BT, or is it also going to be mobile operators that put their costs up? I mean, we've got one text here, for example. BT, I was sick and tired of cold calls and they're changing terms and conditions. I cancelled my landline. Rude customer service agent tried to tell me what was good for me. I have a mobile at £10 a month and a mobile dongle internet for £15 a month. Is that always going to be a better deal?
It can be. It depends on your circumstances. There are horses for courses. There's a huge range of different mobile services available out there, and some things suit some people better. But for instance, for families where you want a number that you can call that reaches one of a number of different people, a fixed line is still better than a mobile.
OK, thank you very much. That's Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting. And BT says that although bills are going up, it's offering the cheapest line rental deal available at the moment.